Following the bread model introduced in the last episode will take you a long way as a beginning drafter. But there are a few more important considerations, and knowing when to commit to your deck's color is one of them. Drafting two-color decks is usually best for beginning drafters. There generally aren't enough good cards in a single color to make a mono-color deck viable, and three-color decks will thin your mana base, reducing the odds of having the right mana when you need it. So how many cards should you draft before you decide on the primary and secondary colors you are drafting? On the one hand, if you never commit to a color, just picking the best card each time, you might wind up with 42 cards that require you to use all 5 colors, which is more than likely a bad idea. If you commit to a color or colors on your first pick, you will probably be limiting yourself too early and will end up passing better cards because they just aren't in your colors. There is no one right answer, but it's safe to advise newer drafters to avoid committing to their primary color before pick 5. Some drafters don't commit to a single color during their entire first pack, picking the best card each turn. Then after the first pack, they look at their picks and decide on their primary color, and have a pretty good idea of what their secondary color will be. Thereafter, cards of those colors hold more weight than similar or even slightly stronger cards in other colors.
The Magic Minute.
Will you trade all those days from this day to that so you can look back at your children's faces and say, I punched a bear in the face?